أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. When we read the Quran, there is one emotion or one sentiment that is negative per se, and we have to struggle, we have to fight, we have to strive to go beyond it and to master it. And this is the one that we all know, is jealousy. Jealousy is a feeling which is very subtle, and we need to get the right understanding. When, for example, you have somebody who has something, for example, wealth or qualities or intelligence or brain or beauty, the fact that you are looking at it and you can like it and envy what he or she has, it's not per se negative. It depends what you are going to do with it. If you hope for him to lose it, this is the negative emotion, and this is jealousy. If you are trying to understand that you can compete and try to get it through your own work, this could be very positive. But what we have to protect ourselves from, it's this envy, this very negative feeling that that we want the worst with for the other, and not to try to master your emotion and at the same time to come and to try to be better. These are important teachings, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, was saying, "Iyyakum wal hasad." He said, be careful with jealousy, because this is a very negative, feeling. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَادَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. Why do you have to be? Because jealousy is eating all your good actions, everything which is good in yourself, eating it as the fire is eating the wood. So this is a relationship where it's a distraction, it's a spiritual distraction if you nurture towards the people something which is so negative. The starting point of everything is just to remember that Allah created the universe and created us, and some are high and others are down, some have and others don't. And then what we need to understand with the people who can be intelligent and others who are less intelligent, this is sunnatillah. So sunnatillah, it's the way Allah created the world. So accepting this is the starting point of saying, okay, if now I have less, should I desire for him or her to have less, or try to struggle with my own self to try to get more and to try to reach and to try to improve? فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is life, so it's a competition for the good, not an emotion for the bad, which is completely the opposite. Our spiritual journey, it's to hope for the people to be good with what they have, and with what we don't have, to try to struggle to get it. It could be intellectual, it could be social, it could be cultural, whatever. At the end, this is a struggle for the best, avoiding the negative emotions. And jealousy, it's a negative one. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.